There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number 2 on a Windbag Wednesday in the nation's capital. Be safe out there with the rain and all that good stuff. Hopefully your commute not as long as mine was last night, over 2 hours. Brutal. But I'm sure it will be for many of you, especially if you leave during the wrong times or you come in during the wrong times. Linnell Willingham is in studio, the youngin' in charge. Maybe the youngest in charge. I'm not sure.
The youngin' in charge.
Matt's so quick. 301-230-0980. Matt Burdetsky on Twitter says, or X, says, he's off to a great start, mean Jaden. Seems to have all the qualities of top-tier quarterback. Let's keep the champagne on ice. He's only 23. The league will adjust. There are some very tough defenses on the schedule. See, that's where I'm at. You know, you got... I don't think Baltimore is as good defensively as they've been, but they're still a tough customer, right, in Baltimore. I think Arizona, maybe I overestimated their defense, and they just lost a key defensive lineman.
Yeah.
That's out for the year. That's going to hurt them a little bit. And they've struggled pass rush-wise. They struggled on the back end, so on and so forth. Obviously, they gave up that tremendously designed hook and ladder play. I mean, all sorts of different things. We'll get more into Arizona tomorrow. Baltimore and Cleveland back-to-back. Now, Cleveland's been mortal because their offense is so pedestrian. I think they're putting a lot on their... Plus, you know, their best player is a little bit banged up right now, right? So they've been mortal. So I don't want to say Jaden has no chance, but you still have Pittsburgh to come. Chicago, I know it's been a little bit of a rough go, but Chicago's still a pretty good defense, depending on the day and depending on the opponent. So, you know, you have some really, really tough challenges ahead. And everybody knows there's going to be bumps in the road, and potholes in the road. And nobody is making a week-to-week or a throw-to-throw or a series-to-series or half-to-half referendum. There is no doubt the arrow is majorly pointing north. The question is have we arrived already at the train station? You know, have we made the stop already? The stop meaning and representing the crown, right? And it's okay if you, I think, it's okay to have utter elation like you have and optimism. It's also okay to have a little bit of caution and a little bit of, hey, let me see it more before I get ready to just think it's over and it's here and it's a done deal and no questions to be asked.
I get what you're saying, and I know how you're wired as a person, so I don't take offense to it when it comes to your sports takes. Mo has the tweet that I think sums you up perfectly. If everyone had the mentality of the rooster, says Mo, no one would choose a career in military, law enforcement, or firefighting because they could all die.
Yeah. No, Mo's great. I like at Maurice Ford, D.C., we always appreciate you, Mo. I understand. I get it. I get there's danger.
Do you
danger.
Get it, though? But
I do.
You and you with their tests ahead that are so difficult and so challenging. Arizona's defensive line is down their starting defensive end this week.
Yeah.
Cleveland is a real legit juggernaut defense, but they're mortal. Did you see what the hell Daniel Jones and company did to them?
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah.
Baltimore's got the second worst passing defense in the NFL, so they can be had there.
Yeah. Just talking.
And I think Washington's probably the team that's most equipped to deal with Baltimore because they have Jaden freaking Daniels they've been going against all summer.
Yeah, I just acknowledged all that. Now, I didn't have some of those numbers, but there's no doubt.
I think their stiffest test comes in, what is that?
The Week 10, Pittsburgh?
That Pittsburgh game is probably...
Chicago's still pretty good on defense. They're not great, but they're pretty good.
Offensively, Chicago's a bunch of frauds. That's why they didn't make my postseason predictions list.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, if they didn't make the postseason predictions list, Super Six Pack, I mean, you know.
Let's get back to it.
If the committee didn't agree.
I'll say this, the Ravens don't scare me a lick.
That's fine. Let's get back to the calls. 301-230-0980. Let's say hello to Eric, Northeast D.C. on the Team 980. Eric, how are you?
Eric.
What's going on, Chris? What's going on? Now, how y'all
Eric,
doing?
What's going on, baby? Man.
I'm all good, man. It's my first time calling.
Attaboy. Wait. Give him again. Again. For every divorce that Ric Flair has had. Okay, sorry.
All right, but yeah, but Neil was right. Jaden is it, Joe. He's it. It. He's it.
Already.
And
no question already, in your
already,
mind.
I mean, Monday night is the biggest test.
Come on,
any
man.
Quarterback can have during the season.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
He did what he did in college. Three games into the season, he's still doing it.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Let me ask you this, because you're right about the Monday night stage. How old are you? Just curious. And you don't have to give an exact, but are you more Linnell or are you more me?
I know how Linnell feels because he's in his 20s. I'm 44. So
okay.
The best thing he's seen is Kirk Cousins.
Okay. So you're more me, though, in terms of experience, savvy, all that stuff. And you think,
right.
And you think Jaden's already the man, and already anointed. Okay.
Yeah.
And most and did you think that going into Monday night, or did it take Monday night to get you there?
I started before going into Monday night. I just wanted to see him pass more because I mean the running. I know how you feel about the running thing because you feel he's going to get hit. He's going to get hurt. But when Kirk Cousins got put out last year. Was he in the pocket when he got injured?
I believe so, yes.
Chris, that was a rhetorical question if you didn't get that.
When LeVar Arrington knocked Troy Aikman out, was he in the pocket?
Yes.
Another rhetorical question.
Why do you worry about?
Okay, so it's a great question. It's a great question, right? Because people have said, "Well, Lamar got hurt in the pocket." I'm not suggesting the only way you can get hurt is by running. There is more protection in the pocket. There are more rules in the pocket that protect quarterbacks from taking cheap and dirty shots. Period. There's more protection in the pocket.
Right.
So that's why I say that.
Faster than most of the defenses, so just run out of bounds.
I understand
don't take the hit.
Yeah, but you know this, Eric, right? You're right. He's run out of bounds a couple of times. Great. He hasn't run out of bounds all the time because he's not faster than everyone, or he's not faster than maybe...
He's taking some shots, but the one thing that I continue to say that's different between him and Robert was out there just literally running around. This kid has football instincts.
I agree.
Did you see the broken tackle on the sideline when he spun out of bounds?
Yes.
And how the composure that he keeps about him while running. I think the Lamar Jackson comps, when he was coming out of the draft, and we spent the time during April and March breaking these guys down, we were scared to do the Lamar Jackson comparison. He's Lamar Jackson with an arm. That's how I view this kid.
Yeah.
I think Lamar are the only, they're in a class of their own when it comes to running the football at the quarterback position.
I think it's unfair to say... Like Lamar doesn't have an arm. Lamar has an arm. He just doesn't have the same. He doesn't have the same processing and the same prowess, I think, as a passer.
Yeah, I think Jaden's got a howitzer, man. Like,
yeah, I Eric, appreciate the phone call. Good job out of you. Appreciate you, and nice to have and as many first time callers as we can. We really appreciate it, and we'll always give you the Ric Flair wooge. 301-230-0980. It's funny. When you say he's got a howitzer.
He's got a damn howitzer.
I think he's got a strong arm. I don't know if I would describe it as a howitzer. What I would say is...
Do you see the air yards on the pass?
What I would say is it's pretty damn accurate. And it's strong enough.
He's got a hose,
it's strong enough. Like, does he have a hose like Josh Allen has a hose? No, I don't think Josh Allen
has the strongest arm maybe we've ever seen in the history of this
that.
League.
I understand that. But other guys probably have stronger arms, and like Anthony Richardson. But I'd take Jaden Daniels any day.
Let me tell you why he's got the throw to Noah Brown. Do you realize he had to beat the linebacker? And he beat
him with
his arm.
Are you talking about the one at the goal line on Monday night? Or are you talking about the one in week two?
The low ball to Noah Brown on the backside post.
On Monday?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember that one.
Where he had to beat the line. The one that was low, where only Noah can get the ball. How do you not remember this?
Because there's a billion plays.
See, that's why you're not the YIC, man. Okay. You got to get your brain sharper.
301-230-0980.
Can someone back me on this? The throw that he made to Noah Brown had two damn catches, Chris.
I remember the one at the goal line. I don't remember that one. I'm sorry. Well, I watched 17,000 plays.
You want to remember what the hell you want to remember? Because now I'm giving you a play where he shows off his howitzer arm.
Okay.
And now you can't remember.
All right, well,
but you can remember what I said back in March. You full of it.
Well, pull it up and I'll watch it. Let's go to Nate in Upper Marlboro on the team.
Nate, what's going on, man? Help me out, brother.
What's going on, man?
What's shaking, Nate?
Hey, don't ever get you all messed up, Danelle. All right?
Nate, you hear how he gets me, bro? Because y'all always try to do this to a young king, man. Y'all...
Maybe it's because you call yourself the young king. You've crowned your own ass.
The people jelly donut.
Man, Nate know what it is. The people know what it is. I talk this and pop my stuff because I know I'm him as well.
See, Nate, this is the problem, and this is why I came up with this, because I knew I could poke the bear. Because it takes one to know one, man. It takes one to know one, because he already crowned his ass the minute he walked in the door over here 2 years ago.
I feel you on that. But look, I gotta say James him, man. I gotta say it's him. And you know, you are absolutely right, Chris, on you know, the hits and the injuries. We it's part of the game, it's football. And we don't wanna put him in necessary positions to get hit. But you know, I think he's him because just looking at his play, his poise, He's not forcing anything. When he sees it, he let it rip. If he don't see it, he's not comfortable. He's still making a good decision. Now, we know he ain't going to go the whole season without throwing interceptions and possibly without getting hurt. You know, that stuff happened. But as he grows as a passer, then you don't have to worry about all them hits. You know what I mean? Because as he grows as a passer, he's going to take less hits. The ball's going to come out of his hands.
That is absolutely true.
He's going to be hitting, you know, receivers coming out of their breaks faster. So this year, his rookie year, he's going to take some hits, you know what I'm saying, even next year. But we just got to grow with him. You know what I mean? It'll get to a point where eventually he's going to be all right. You know, let the ball go. Like I said, he's going to let the ball go. Like the one play, not to cut you off, Chris, but I don't know if you guys remember, what really did it for me was the one play he had threw the ball to Ertz. It was across the middle, and Aikman said, wow, he threw the ball before Ertz even came out of his break.
Right, right. But that's what you have to do as an anticipator, as a processor.
This is my thing, and this is the benefit of being out at camp every day. There was a point in camp, like his third practice, where I think he turned a corner, and everything was with anticipation. Everything was with touch. Uh-huh. Everything was on time. And that, to me, is why I came in here geeked up every damn day. When I saw him run in week one versus Tampa, honestly, that's what I was sold. Because I knew he could throw the ball. That's all you got to see from the kid during camp. Yeah. So when you saw him run, I said, whoa. Not only do I think he's going to be great, but I think he could be a top 10 to 12 guy right out the gate.
I agree. Because I'm gonna tell you, Linnell, when I first seen him, he was at Arizona State, and I was like, well, okay, this kid he's okay, you know. And then, you know, I wanted to follow him, and I didn't know where he went.
Yeah.
And then when I seen him at LSU, I'm like, yo, this is the same kid. Like, he grew that much. Like
55
that's
career.
Right.
That's what experience does for you. Now, sometimes it works the opposite way, right? The more data, the more playing time, the more film, the more everything, defenses can pick apart your tendencies or your eyes or your manners. or your movements. Yeah. But there's so much positive. Appreciate you, Nate, as always. Good to hear from you. Good call. We just got to move along. Let's get to 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Dontell in Frederick. What up, Dontell? How are you, pal?
What's going on? Out in Afghanistan.
Chris, what's happening? Chris, what's happening?
What's shake, D?
Hey, you know what it is. You know, look, I'm going to tell you right now, if I hear one more person compare this man to RG3, I'm going to start moving some furniture around. Because it's not a comparison, man. The biggest difference between them two is ego and mindset, man. And yep. His mind is just totally different than what RG3's was. RG3's ego got in his way.
Totally agree.
And there's no telling what he could have been. But the one thing about that is, in defense of RG3, is like, now if we would have drafted this kid second, and then we end up taking Michael Penix in our second pick, you know, he would have had, you know, RG3. Yeah. When they took Kirk Cousins, RG3 was messed up. So,
if people are under the impression that I am comparing him to Robert Griffin, please understand that I'm not. I mean, there is some elements. Again, a running quarterback or a quarterback who has great speed, athleticism.
It's our last number two overall pick. We do it with our love life all the time. We compare our last woman to our new woman.
Right,
and
but please understand that I understand
it.
As a processor, as a thinker, as a worker, as a quarterback, as a pure throwing quarterback, there is no comparison, to be honest.
Right, right. And from here on out, as far as him being the savior of the team, from here on out, he's no longer Jaden Daniels. We're gonna call him Hakeem, and Kingsbury's gonna be Joffy Joffer. All right, we're gonna go with that.
Love it. I love the Coming to America reference. It's funny, Dontell. Thank you. I was just referring to Coming to America with you on the phone the other night.
Another movie that I
Oh, please tell me you have seen that movie.
No.
Oh God.
I've
Help us. Help us. Please help us. Let's get to Mike in Wheaton next up, Team 980. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Mike.
All right, and you? How y'all doing?
All right, Mike. What's going on? Thanks for the call.
What I like about this kid is he throws that football like a baseball, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just on a rope. You don't even see it really leave his hands, but it's just it explodes, and they catch it. They're catching it. But he's throwing it like a baseball. And the comparison that I can think of as a pure passing quarterback, I'm in the tractor trailer, sorry. As a pure passing quarterback.
I mean, hang on a second. What are you doing on a tractor trailer before you finish up your point? Are you at work?
I'm driving the tractor trailer, yeah.
Oh, man. What do you do for work? You don't have to tell us specifically, but like, what do you do?
No, I drive. I'm a tractor trailer driver.
Yeah, but what kind of tractor trailer are we talking about?
Gosh,
18 wheels.
Okay, excuse me. Curious.
Y'all got to understand that Chris has got a lot of loose screws up top, man. The man is not normal.
The man said, "I'm sorry, I'm driving a tractor trailer." So I just had a question.
Just because a normal, sane person like me gets along with him so well. Does not, he's insane.
I had a question. It's not often that we get a caller saying, sorry, I'm driving a tractor trailer. So I just had a question.
What the hell? It's 2:18 p.m. on Wednesday, and you think the man's not at work? Why the hell else would he be in a tractor trailer?
Mike, were you offended by my questions?
No, but I was surprised you didn't know what a tractor trailer is.
No, I know what a tractor trailer is. I was curious.
About a tractor, not a tractor
trailer. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought he said but I guess it was tractor trailer.
That doesn't defend him at all.
Like an 18-wheeler.
Wrong. It's two completely different things. Tractor, tractor trailer.
All right, never mind. So your point about him throwing it like a baseball is interesting. I mean, I guess I never thought about that, but in some ways, I can see certainly what you're saying. I mean, especially the pass to Terry, which is just, you know, again, a majestic passage, just like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball with bite to it or on the inside corner, you know, just to use a baseball equivalent.
Yeah, because the last one, that's a drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. He dropped that in the bucket,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But the ones where all the rest of them to what's number 12's name?
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, yep, and yep, yep. Bennett, and all of those were like he was pitching. You know, you don't see a lob coming from a pitcher. It's on a rope. And I'm like, and he's going to learn the speed of the game, and he's going to realize, I bet you in the next 8 quarters, that's 2 games,
yeah.
He's going to realize that when there's a separation between a defensive player that's maybe a yard, maybe a yard and a half, he's going to realize that receiver is open.
Gotcha.
He leads him. And it's going to come out like a bullet.
It's
like a baseball.
It's also having touch, right? There's something to pitching. To your point, there's touch, there's finesse, there's accuracy, there's movement, what have you. I mean, you don't want that much movement as a quarterback, because obviously you want the throw to be where you intend it to be. Appreciate the phone call, Mike. Happy trucking to you out there.
But look,
be safe.
The
okay?
one thing that he said, this is why I'm so encouraged, man. He's gotten better each and every half of football that we've seen him. And the anticipation stuff is getting better. And he's
I don't know if he got
better
like week 1 to week 2 first half, but he got way better after halftime of week 2.
I thought he was more accurate in week 1 in the first half than he was at all during Tampa. Tampa, he had accuracy struggles. He missed the keys on the outbreaking route.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't think he was super accurate in week 2 against the Giants.
He started like 12 for 12.
No. The first half of week 2, but they were all behind the line of scrimmage.
Chris, he threw the first pass of his career behind the line of scrimmage.
I understand
five
that. I get that. So, he started off 10 of 10. Congratulations.
Chris going to argue me down about it. Hey, I'm black. You going to argue with that? I mean, good gracious.
I'm looking at you. I can't argue with that. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. If you missed it earlier today, NFC Offensive Player of the Week is him. That's right. And some of you have kind of strayed away from anointing him as him, meaning Jaden Daniels. Some of you have stayed on target. That's okay. We can continue on the phones because it's a very popular topic, as our phone board would suggest. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. According to the youngest in charge, he is him. According to the oldest in charge, we need to see. We need to wait.
You know why he's him? Did you see Jaden Daniels turn around and yell, "Go home! Go home!"
Yeah, I didn't love that.
Yeah, I did, because I want my guy to have brass onions. You don't.
He's not cookie cutter.
He's not your traditional.
I would just
suit
like my
nine to five quarterback. He's him. He's got moxie. He's got swag, bravado.
Yeah, he's got all
adjective
of that.
You want to use.
He's got all. I didn't say I hated it. I didn't say I was annoyed
he's
by
a winner.
It. I just didn't love it.
He's a winner.
Okay, fine. Win games. Like this Sunday in Arizona, short week. No Austin Eckler. Win a game, and then we'll talk. 301-230-0980. Let's get to. You wanted to go to Bones, right? Yeah, Bones is, I think, longest on hold.
Yeah, that's
you
why
got
I wanted to go to him.
You got something to pick on. What up, Bonesy?
Bones, if it wasn't for me, brother, I don't even know if you would have got on today.
Oh, that is not true. He was on yesterday. You know, it had nothing to do with you. Bones?
Bones, you ain't even ready.
Bones, so disappointing. I mean, just so disappointing.
Hey, Matt, whenever you get
off hold
with him, pick up Bones and cuss Bones out.
Yeah,
Bones tweeting at us, talking about how we don't get to him. He called you another Kevin Sheehan, and then he ain't even ready?
I mean, I just had to get rid of Bones because he just wouldn't pay attention. Listen, we got a lot of calls. We don't have just Bones, okay? If we just had Bones, we didn't
have
a bone.
I'm about to have a bone to pick here soon.
Exactly. Let's get to, here he is, our guy. Double A. Austin in Annapolis. Athen. What's up, Double A? How are you?
Austin. I'm great, but I just think Linnell has been sniffing glue again because, I mean, he is on a high. I mean, you know, Chris, again, you're right, as usual.
Thank you.
You know, like I talked about yesterday, yes. We need that blind squirrel across from you to find a nut once
yep.
in a while.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, it just goes to show the excitement, because it's just how unhinged, you know, how unglued, well, no pun intended, Linnell, but this city is ready to come for this football team, because, I mean, it's like the last winning season they had, you were game over 500, you know? The year before that, they were two games over 500. And you got Linnell is so unhinged right now, he doesn't even know what Coming to America, the movie, is.
Yeah. I mean, he's out of his mind. He's out of his mind, Double A. The other night, I referred to him as King Jofi Jaffer because of the shirt he was wearing on DC News Now. He just acted like he knew what I was talking about. He just admitted to me privately he had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, thanks for continuing to make our private conversations public, you horse's ass.
Well, Linnell, you do wear kimonos on TV, but we're going to take you clothes shopping one day.
Kimonos. it's like he's in Karate Kid or something like that. Another movie he has no idea.
For all of you out there listening, this is the difficulties that come with being a star.
Oh really?
You have to listen to...
Well, then, if you're a star and Jaden's a star, you don't think Jaden's going to have some difficulties overcoming the trials and tribulations of being a star in your own mind? You don't think so?
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Chris, he's the star of the JV squad. You're varsity, okay? People pay to watch the varsity. The parents and grandparents come to the JV game. So he's a star of the Little League. But this is the Chris Expletive Russell Show, baby. Okay, so the oldest in charge.
Wait a second. This brings up another thing, Evan. Do you know my guy here wants his name on the show when he's
you
on the
damn
show?
Right.
I
do.
He wants Matt to create separate billboards and to have separate promotions. He gets so mad.
You're going to discourage other people.
Look. I'm sorry. I have to have a little fun with this. He gets so mad that his name's not on the show.
And on Wednesdays and Thursdays, I am...
You are what?
The best part about this show.
Oh really?
So, for my name to not be a part of it, I mean...
Matt did it to you again.
Hey, tell him to keep wearing it. Tell him to keep wearing his jersey backwards. It's cutting off the blood supply to the little brains that he has left.
Wow.
Glue. But anyway,
wow. Yeah, your mic's off.
In all seriousness, though, listen, Jaden, he's got the world. Well, this city at its feet right now, but it's also got to be careful because, look. The guy has a lot of talent, but they have no talent on defense, or they just don't know the scheme, or like Linnell said, they ran country club practices for like an hour during the summer, and it's showing during the season. So I want to see them not lay an egg on Sunday and go out there and play hard and get a W, but if they've got to score every drive, it's going to be like a 7 or 8 win year, and they're just going to have to keep building, because I didn't realize that this guy was going to have to mask so many voids that they have on defense. I mean, I knew they were going to suck on defense, but I didn't think they were going
to
be this
bad. I want to get to the defense coming up. Appreciate you, Ethan, as always.
Thanks,
even though you're a little bit tough on my guy, Linnell Willingham. I mean, how dare you? And Matt. I mean, everybody's against you. Everybody's trying to shut you down. Everybody's trying to keep you in check.
Chris, you're young and in charge.
I feel like, I mean, this is what happens when you're, I don't know which version I am. I wouldn't call myself the final boss version. This is what happens when you're the people's champ, Chris Russell.
What happens?
I am in demand. I am a hot commodity.
You are.
I am a needle mover. Take the next call.
I got to go to a break. I got to go to a trending alert right here, right now.
Oh, because our producer told us to?
All right, the Commanders are in Tempe, Arizona today to kick off practice week later on this afternoon on the campus of Arizona State. Jaden Daniels, of course, NFC Offensive Player of the Week after his great performance on Monday Night Football. How about Dan Quinn yesterday saying that you know, he's made it clear to Jaden that he can't atone for the sins of the past of the organization. He said, quote, I definitely understand our fan base has been waiting for the franchise quarterback. I also don't want Jaden feeling any ghosts. I wonder who he's talking about. Don't know. 21 of 23, 254, two touchdowns passing, one running for Jaden Daniels as they take on the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury's former team. 4:05 Sunday, we'll have pregame coverage. Linnell Willingham and the Denton Day will be on Burgundy and Gold game day. The DOC wrapping it all up and everything in between. Meanwhile, lots of problems in Dallas. And Jerry Jones took some blame yesterday. Today, it was CeeDee Lamb's turn, saying, quote, I failed myself and the team by dropping a fumble, getting into it with Dak Prescott on the sideline, not catching another pass, all sorts of problems in Dallas as they get ready for Thursday night football at MetLife Stadium tomorrow night against the resurgent New York Giants. And one last one for you, the Nats getting ready for action tonight with the Kansas City Royals, who snapped a 7-game losing streak last night. The Royals did in extras, 10 innings. Another extra inning loss for the Nationals. Another shutout for the Nationals. That's 17 on the year. Tonight, you hear them, 645, 106.7, The Fan, and the Odyssey app. But that's what's trending. All right, I just saw Bones' tweet. Bones is always unhappy and pissed off about something. And then he doesn't answer the phone when I actually go to him.
Is he still on hold?
So he can go kick all the rocks. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who was it that said this? Oh, it was our guy Eddie D. Please tell Linnell that players playing in shorts is not comparable to practice and game planning, LOL. Imagine saying in May at OTAs that this player is going to be great. There's no rational linkage to say that. We've seen three games. We can base an opinion of that. And that was my point, is three games too short of a sample size, one. Two, nothing that happened in May, June, July, or August matters. Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
He had to win the damn job, Nimrod. What do you mean it doesn't matter? If he did, Chris, how can you come out of your mouth and say that?
Nothing.
Somebody that's as smart as you are, that has covered this team as long as you have, for you to say that nothing that happened in the summer matters, you are on crazy pills. There's no way. There's a, how do you think we got here?
How many players win jobs in training camp?
Chris, how did we
and
get
have
here?
Great camps and then do diddly squat come Chris, the regular season?
My focus, my singular
focus. Of course
my
he had to win
focus,
the job.
My singular focus right now is the ignorant thing that you just said. That nothing mattered. That right now, nothing
compared
from the
to the last 3 weeks, nothing matters. Now, the last 3 weeks, different
ballgame. The last 3 weeks are far more important than the summer. Yes, I agree
Extremely
with you.
Extremely far more important.
But to say that the summer doesn't matter is ludicrous.
Okay.
They had to learn the offense. Why do you think he's mastering the offense?
When I say nothing matters, I don't mean literally 100%, 0% matter.
You're,
I'm just
you're
saying
talking out of your beak.
Small, small sliver.
You are talking out of your beak.
Okay. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Sean in Connecticut. Are you back in Connecticut or are you still in Cincinnati? What's going on with you, Sean?
I'm back. I made the drive home yesterday.
Attaboy.
It's 12 hours each way. So
what?
Full day of driving.
Well, he was at the game on Monday night because he used to go to school in Cincinnati.
He drove
so
12 hours, bro.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
Yeah, so I had some other obligations there, so that's why I had to drive. I had to bring some stuff back, or else I would have just flown. But it worked out. You know, the 24 hours of driving, besides the last hour in. Let me just, before I get to football, New Jersey is the armpit of America. It is the worst state.
Oh,
they
stupid.
Should, like, New I
Jersey,
hate
New,
New Jersey with a burning passion.
Yep, so do I.
And it's just, I hate New Jersey. But that we don't have to worry about that. Today, what we have to worry about is that we have a quarterback who is him. And I'm going to say I agree with, as I usually am, I'm kind of in the middle of both of you guys' paws.
Woo!
I think he's him, but I'm not trying to get ahead of. I'm not going to get ahead of ourselves because yes, is him. But I also like we can't expect that type of performance every week.
Right.
That performance, I like. It was like I was dreaming. every big, and maybe it helped because I was in the third to last row in the stadium, so it looked like I was looking down from like heaven on them. I was so high up there. Every deep throw besides the one that he missed Terry was like, all of his throws were absolutely money. I'm not used to watching a quarterback on my team play this well and throw dime after dime after dime. And he had the highest completion percentage, and it wasn't just checkdowns. Like, it felt like he barely threw any checkdowns. And so to just have someone in a Washington jersey that had a performance like that at the quarterback position, I'm just not used to it. Like, it still doesn't feel real. It still feels like there's a catch somewhere or something's going on. Because all of those, like, the first bomb to Terry set up this up at, like, the 5-yard line. The bomb to him at the end. I was watching that and was like, I just can't believe it. We finally have a quarterback who can make every single throw in the book. And on top of that, we'll break your favorite defender's ankles. He hit a Euro step on somebody.
He made someone touch.
When was the last time we had someone do that? When was the last time we had someone had a big man score a touch on something cool like that? It just feels like it. I don't know. I truly cannot put it into words how different and how exciting it is. And I'm not going to sit here and compare him to who this or that, or say, oh, it's that he's better than RG. I don't care. This is Jaden Daniels. I'm going to let him write his own story. I don't care about anyone else. I don't care about the past. And yes, you both have good points, Chris. You have a fair point. You don't like him taking big hits. But at the end of the day, this is football. People are going to take hits. And it is what it is.
I understand.
Yes, I'm not defending. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
And like, me and the fans around me were celebrating when he slid because it was the first time we saw him slide. And it was a good slide, too.
Yes, it was. And it was after the juke move. No, I hear you. And thank you, Sean, for always being fired up and being so kind and understand. I will just say this. You know, like, everybody's talking about the two throws to Terry, right? The 51-yarder and then, obviously, the 27-yard touchdown. To me, there were so many other good throws in that game.
The one that you can't remember.
Like, the McCaffrey... Okay, I'm sorry. Do you remember every single snap,
yes.
Every single play?
Yes. This is what happened on my age.
What happened on the first series?
On the first series, yeah. They completed.
Come on, Sean McVay.
They completed a fourth down to Luke McCaffrey, and that is how they ended up in scoring position.
Yeah. What was the yard and distance?
It was 32 yards, and he got down to.
It's fourth and two from the 32.
Fourth and two from the 32.
Luke McCaffrey, 30 yards.
30 yards.
No, okay. Yeah.
I remember. You don't remember the Noah Brown completion? That was arguably his top three throws of the game, Chris.
He
beat the linebacker. He put it only where Noah can get it.
My brain is
overloaded. With anticipation. He got through his progression so quick. He got to the backside dig. We got to a backside post. Right.
You still haven't pulled it up for me, so go ahead and pull it up for me. I don't even know when it was. I don't remember.
I watched the first half.
I watched so much tape. I've watched so many plays. I've watched so many things, and I'm looking for so many things.
Anybody out there, can remember what I'm saying.
My point is, you know what? Was that the 16? That was the 16-yarder to Noah Brown. I said gun low.
Beat the linebacker.
Yeah, low, slow to the ground, good hands.
He beat
the linebacker. From Noah Brown, right?
He put that ball.
It was a little bit low.
I think if he got it to do it over again, he may put it higher, but he put the ball there so the linebacker couldn't get to
it. That's fair.
But he beat him with his arm velocity.
That's fair.
Like, that to me is what – that was the first real example of him showing off the howitzer that I think he's got.
Yeah, I think there was another really good throw to Luke McCaffrey right before the Austin Ekeler touchdown. McCaffrey kind of runs a little hook route, a little curl route, whatever, comes back for it. I think the thing that makes me giddy is the intermediate stuff.
Well, when we come back, I'll give you some numbers on the intermediate passing because that was what he was dinged for coming out of LSU.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
He's literally been one of the best intermediate throwers in the NFL this year.
I can't wait for those numbers. And we're going to get into the defense as well because Linnell thinks they are terrible and suck and whatever. So does everyone else. The numbers say that, but I have a slightly different viewpoint, and I'll just point it out, and you guys can like it, not like it, but I speak in the reality and the truth. We'll do that. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a bunch more calls that we got to clean up. First, our football coverage today on the Team 980 presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's clean it up on the phones and get as many guys in, and then we'll make the turn, talk a little defense after the 3 o'clock hour. Linnell stock report, stock up, stock down, clean up on aisle 3 and dum-dum of the day, all to come before 4 o'clock. And Craig Hoffman. Maddie says, go to line one. So we will do so. We'll listen to the boss man. DH is in D.C. on the Team 980. DH, how are you?
Yay.
My boys, Linnell, the youngest in charge, and Mr. Chris Russell, man, the irresistible force and the immovable object going at it all the time. Can't live without it, man. Listen, the Redskins football team and the Commanders, we have been in the doldrums so long that it's so hard to recognize when things are finally turning our way, man. I think we have PTSD. We have survivor's remorse. It's hard to see good things happen to us because we've never had it happen. Now watching Jaden take control and start at the beginning of his journey, it's kind of tough to see. It's like, oh, now actually regular things are happening to us. Actually, we actually have good guys that make good decisions and, you know, guys that can play. It's kind of hard. That's why some of this stuff is unfathomable that it's happening. But look, man, we're going to be fans. We're going to be fanatics. So let's just sit back, relax, and let them do their thing. This is the beginning of something beautiful. And just be grateful that we're here to see it, guys. I love it.
I think that's a very smart, reasonable approach. And that's, I guess that's sort of the point that I'm getting at is yes, there is all the reason in the world to be on cloud 99 or whatever way you want to describe it, right? Let's just not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's not get too giddy up. Let's just kind of let it take its form. Let it take its shape.
Now, Chris, you're setting yourself up. See, I'm gonna tell you why, man. You're waiting for that shoe to drop, man. It's like when a string of good things happen to you. You're like, you know what, man? This can't be real. Something bad has to happen. But the bad thing never comes. This is the process. We're in it right now. These are the good things that are happening to us. And that shoe may drop. It may not ever drop. But you got to enjoy the ride while it's happening. Don't expect it to fall. You know what I'm saying? Expect it to stay up and keep going strong, man. Yeah. Trust me, it's going to be fine. We're at the beginning of a new era, a new regime, and we're going to experience some success like other fans have been able to experience it in ways we've never seen before.
I love the passion, and that's common sense. Appreciate you, DH, as always. Good call there. I wish I was built that way. I wish I was wired. I'm definitely a glass half empty kind of guy. I just am.
You say that with a smile on your face.
I mean, it's what I am. I mean, you're the youngest in charge. I'm the glass half empty in charge. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Alex in Alexandria. What's up, Alex?
Alex.
Rooster.
Alex.
Hey, I'm like you, man. The glass half empty myself. Because I've seen this picture many, many times before. We went through with a little bit of RG3 in 2012. Everybody was so excited about him. Heisman Trophy winner, this and that, and we know what happened with that. My biggest problem, and I know you say you want to touch on that later on in the show, is the defense. The defense was supposed to be the strongest part of the team. And
Alex, I don't think anybody outside. I don't think anybody outside of you thought that.
Yeah, and Monday night, you know, Cincinnati, after the game score, they came right back in a couple of plays. I mean, two big chunks.
It's a hell of an offense you're playing there, by the way. I mean, Linnell said only you thought that. I don't know how many people thought the defense would be great. I think people thought the defense might be the early season strength of this team because Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and some of the new players that they brought in. But honestly, I mean, that's why I'm always, hey, man, it's about the players, not about the coaches primarily. And I think you see it. They don't have enough players. They don't have enough horses. They don't have enough guys that can cover. And the guys that the previous regime decided to pay haven't shown up consistently. They just haven't.
Yeah, and the fact is the guys that they brought in, they haven't shown up either. They changed Davis to a defensive end, and that hasn't paid off because I'm still not impressed with Bobby Wagner. I think his days are over. I mean, it's obvious on the big holes, the big gaps that are being left on the middle of the.
I think you're being a little too harsh. We got to move along, Alex. Thank you. I appreciate it. I think you're being a little too harsh on Bobby. I know he missed a tackle the other night. I got it. I know he's sometimes out of his game. I got it. I know he's not great in coverage. I got it. Bobby Wagner is still like better than any Mike linebacker they've had since London Fletcher. And by the way, just thinking about London and his family and everything that he's going through right now. For those that don't know, he's said it on social media. Just thinking about London. He's been good to the show and he's been good to me and all that stuff. So I just want to send a quick shout out. We're thinking about London Fletcher and his kids and his family while going through such a tough time. Let's get to Cliff in D.C. here. What up, Cliff? How are you?
Chris.
Yes, Cliff.
Hopefully I can get through this thing without you interrupting because you stepped on my toes yesterday.
Well,
I wasn't finished, and unfortunately, I couldn't call back.
Well,
but
sometimes, Cliff, I got to keep the show moving.
This magical ride is great, but we all as fans have to pump our brakes and be realistic. The measuring stick game is against the Baltimore Ravens because not comparing Daniels to RG3, but it was the Ravens, Haloti Ngata, who hurt RG3 and had the fans come down on RG3. RG3 was playing great until he got injured. Jaden Daniels is doing something that RG3 wasn't doing, which is sliding, which is a good thing. Get down. Don't try to be greedy for yards. But that's our measuring stick game, Baltimore. I'm not going to anoint Jaden Daniels anything yet until after the Baltimore game, and I'll sit back and listen.
All right. Thank you, Cliff. Appreciate it. Sorry for cutting you off yesterday. I mean, you were saying the same thing over and over and over again. I got a show to do. 256 and change. Team 980. When we come back, stock up, stock down. The youngest in charge will run through a bunch on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.